Okay, so here's the deal. You're bored because you clicked on this podcast. I'm bored because I finally decided to make a podcast. And it's quarantine, so everyone is starting to make, you know, food Instagrams or fitness pages or start their YouTube channels. Figured I'd hop on the bandwagon and start shits and gigs. I've kind of been talking about making a podcast for a while, but the problem is I don't really have a plan of what I'm going to talk about. Or I guess what like the reason is, but the reason is just for shits and gigs. I don't really need a reason. I am excited to see what what happens with this thing. I do love talking. Anyone who knows me knows I can keep a conversation going for hours. And clearly that is the same case for this podcast because I'm literally talking to my wall in my room, but you know, we're having a great time. But yeah, I'm Kelly Aponte. I just graduated from Florida State. I was on the cross country and track team there, so this podcast will probably have lots of funny memories and stories about that. I do want to make sure I am not talking about running all the time, at least in terms of like workouts or times or all that bullshit. I've been doing it for 8 years, so I'm so done with all of the serious part of it. I more mean that we have funny stories about like hungover long runs or when our coach would yell at us or when 15 of us got kicked off the team. That was a good one. So yeah, I'll definitely be telling some stories about that. Again, this is not like a freaking fitness motivational, let's talk about running. No, so done with that. Can't do that. Please, no. Another thing is, you know, we're all trying, well, I guess not all of us, but seniors who just graduated, my heart goes out to all of them, including myself, because we can't find jobs right now, and it's all good, because we're in it together, and something's gonna work out. So for the summer, I decided to be a lifeguard at the beach to kind of stay occupied, make some money while all these companies are on hiring freezes, which I totally understand, but I figured that would be kind of a fun job. And also, I'll have some good stories with that. I'm assuming, I'm hoping that they're good stories. We shall see. My first day is next week, so wish me luck out there. Normally, they have like 95 hours of training or something, and because of Corona and everything, we had like 25 hours. So it's all good. We're just gonna go out there and hopefully save some lives. But yeah, I'll definitely have some good stories with that. And I don't know, this whole quarantine thing is quite crazy. I guess I can start with the way it happened. I mean, how it like kind of affected my life. To be honest, not much has changed. I'm not even gonna lie. I know some people are having like huge changes in their lives because of this, losing jobs or, you know, not being able to travel or whatever. But to be honest with you, I've been having pretty good experience, I guess. We were basically at track practice. We went on our run, and on the run, we were all talking about, this is at Florida State, all kind of talking about, oh my God, like, school is going to be online, this is crazy, but it didn't even cross our minds that athletics would be affected. And we get back from our run, and coach is like, holy shit, guys, like, that was it, you're done. And we're like, the hell? And I started jumping with joy. I'm kidding, I was actually kind of upset, but was a bit happy that all the intensity of running and stuff was over. But yeah, basically the NCAA said sorry to spring sports, but you're done, which was, I mean, I totally understand it. Like the NFL was canceling season and everything, so I totally get it, but it was just a huge shock. Like it was kind of like we were living in this fake reality and everyone was just staring at each other and we had no idea. And then like people started crying and then people started laughing. I was one that I was just kind of like laughing it off because I didn't really believe what was happening. So then, quick little side story, we had a race the next day. And so now all the seniors, especially who are like so ready to just kind of be done, were like, holy shit, like, do we still have to run this race? And our coach was like, yeah, you're still going to run it, whatever. So we're like kind of pissed because everything's canceled, but we still have this dumb race. And long story short, the next morning we woke up with a text from our coach. Sorry, guys, you don't have to run the race today. Like it got canceled. And we were freaking ecstatic. We literally almost cried of happiness because we were done. So yeah, it was kind of nuts. But basically, after that, I went home because we had a ski trip planned for spring break, which obviously got canceled along with literally everyone in the nation's spring break plans, basically. So I was just home for like 3 weeks because school was online and I had no reason to actually be back in Tallahassee until the emotion set in and I realized I miss my roommates. We've been roommates since freshman year and I was like, I need to go hang out with them. So I went and quarantined with them actually for the last month and I just got home back in St. Augustine. So during that time, some pretty good memories, I guess, and stories happened, but we ended up doing a 24 mile in 24 hour challenge, which if you follow me on Instagram for 24 hours, you had content on the roll. But yeah, so we basically every hour we ran 1 mile for 24 hours and we got wasted. Don't remember mile 22. Honestly, it's all a blur, but yeah, it was so fun. So I'm thinking that for one of these here podcasts, I can get my girls, Megan and Claire, who did it with me, my roommates, and we can talk about the funny stories and stuff with that. And then in 5 years or 10 years from now, when I go back and watch the podcast about us talking about it, it'll be a great time. And for you guys listening, I say you guys as if I have like a bunch of people listening. I probably have one person listening. Thanks, shout out to you, whoever you are, but, yeah, maybe you guys will think it's funny, too. I don't really know, this is so weird, just walking around my room, chatting to my phone, but I'm having a good time. The main goal, I think it'd be crazy if, because, you know, I can't find a job right now, if this freaking took off and I made, like, millions of dollars, I'd be sick. Is it gonna happen? No. Is it good to dream big? Of course. I think I can make money on this. That's kind of cool, but again, not the point. But wouldn't that be crazy if, like, you guys listening are like, this chick is, you know, going nowhere. And then in a couple months from now, I'm like some huge, like, call her daddy type of podcast. That'd be nuts. Also, for those of you in the podcast world, RIP, that podcast is over. It's kind of crazy. Maybe this here shits and gigs will take the place. No, I'm totally kidding. But, yeah, so I really, again, don't have much of a plan. Just gonna kind of yap on here, tell some funny stories, get some cool guests. I would do the typical, like, oh my god, DM me what you want me to talk about. But, again, I have, like, zero people listening, which is completely fine. I don't care. But I don't want this to be one of those, like, cliche, freaking motivational, or, like, send me your workout routine, like, yeah, Dad, I know you're doing your strenuous walks every day. You don't have to tell me through my podcast. But yeah, so this is just going to be fun for shits and gigs. And thanks for listening to the first intro. I guess I will see you guys on the next episode. Whoop, whoop. Okay, peace out.